Yudtes Adar Rishon, Wednesday the 23rd of February, Rabbi David Konik, Hilchas Brochus.
Okay, good morning everyone. The Gemara in Brochus brings down Koshu Ika Ve'imoy Tfeila, anything where if you have a food, two foods, one is the main one, Ve'imoy Tfeila, and the second one is secondary. So we first make a bracha. We only have to make a bracha on the ikar, rather, sorry. And the tfeila is potter. We don't have to make a bracha on the secondary food. Now, this does not mean that we don't make a bracha on the secondary food. There's no such thing as not making a bracha on something. Right? The trat is that when you make a bracha on the ikar, then it patters the tfeila. You made a brocha, it's as if you made a brocha on the tofel. Ad gedei kach, that the chazanish is mistapit, that maybe the tofel gets the exact same characteristic as the ikah, and therefore, for example, if one has some ikah food, and one has mazonis, for example, or if one has the ikah food, which is a mazonis, and the other food is jam, or something like that, then they can both be mitzaref to make a kazayis, to make a brocha achrona, because the jam becomes, actually has the same characteristic as the ikka. I don't know if we paskin like this, but that's what the Chazon Ish is mistapik about. Now, there are four situations, four types of ikka and tofel. The first one is about if one has two foods which are combined together. They don't have to be cooked together. They're just combined together, mixed together. Now, how do we know what's called mixed together? So the answer is, if a person takes a spoon, and with the spoon always takes both the foods together with one spoonful, so therefore we know that they're combined and mixed together, that is called the ikar and tofel. That is called, two foods which are combined together. They also, according to most poskim, they don't have to be. You can be able to distinguish between the two foods. It doesn't have to be mixed so much together that they're not distinguished. That is according to most poskim. Now, obviously, foods which are side by side, which are not combined together, that would not apply the rules of ikar and tofel. The second situation of the ikar and tofel is when you have two foods. One of them is just to enhance the first food. So in other words, for example, if you have chips and you have ketchup, the ketchup is always a tofel, because that is just enhancing the first food. Or you have fish and mayonnaise, any of those things which is a salad dressing, etc. So therefore we know that one doesn't have to make a brocha on the ketchup or the mayonnaise, because they have become tofel. The third situation is a situation which the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about something which is very interesting, and in Halacha, it does have some ramifications, but one has to be careful when to use them. The actual case which the Gemara, which the Mishnah in Brochas brings down, which it talks about Ikar and Tofel, is when a person has salty fish. So a person has some salty fish, and in order to get away, to take the taste away from this salty fish, one has bread. Now, even though one is not eating the bread the same time as the salty fish, nevertheless, the bread, since you're only having it to take away the taste of the salty fish, that is considered a tofel. At kidei kach, that we don't even know if it's a shayla, whether one has to make netilas yadayim. Some people hold if one has a kezayis, one makes netilas yadayim, but one definitely doesn't make a brocha hamotzi lechem min ha'oretz, because it becomes tofel to the salty fish. Now, when would one use this nowadays? So, for example, if a person would have a whiskey, for example, and one wants to get rid of the taste afterwards, and one has... sorry? Yeah, it's a waste, that's true. Then they should have had it in the first place. Okay. But if one does likes the whiskey, b'shas mais, or on pouring, whatever the case may be, and one is having it to even though he doesn't like the taste, then it could be that if someone has something after that, even if it would be a piece of cake, as long as he's only having it in order to take away the taste, one actually would not have to make a bracha on that piece of cake. However, obviously this halacha is dealt with very carefully, because most people, even if primarily if someone is having the cake to blunt the taste, but he also wants the cake for itself, one would still have to make a brocha. And therefore, this halacha is not used very often. The fourth case is a case when, normally this is also applied, the fourth case is when in a bread meal, most of us know that one doesn't make a brocha on other foods, which are main type foods.
Bread.
Right? If one has a bread meal, one doesn't have to make a brocha on bread type, on meal type foods. I'm not talking about desserts and etc. That's a different schmooze. But on meal type foods, one doesn't make a brocha. And the reason for this is because all those brochas, all those foods have become secondary to the bread. The bread is the ikka, and all the foods are secondary. So those are the four situations which we find ourselves when we have four different cases of ikka v'tofel. Now the question is the following. In the case which we mentioned that when you have two foods which are combined together, so the question is, how do we determine what's the ikka and what's the tofel? So, first of all, I'd like to be makdim that I'm not talking about foods which are made from chamishis mini dogon. Foods which are made from chamishis mini dogon have a different halacha. But foods which are not made from chamishis mini dogon, if they're combined together, and as we said, the way they're combined together is if one takes a spoonful every single time. The question is, how does one determine what's the ikka and the tofel? The answer to this question is that, first of all, it's the food, we look at the food one desires. So therefore, for example, if a person would have a stew of meat and potatoes together, and there'd be small enough pieces that one would take a spoonful, one always takes both foods together, then it could very well be that two different people would make two different brochas. One person who likes potatoes, for example, will make hardoma on the mixture. Another person who likes the meat will make shahakil. So it would be dependent on what a person desires. However, what happens if a person doesn't have a preference to these two foods? So the answer is the following, that then one looks at the majority. The thing which is of the majority, that's what one makes the brocha on. So if someone has two different foods, a cocktail for example, where there's many different fruits for example, and a person doesn't have any preference particular, then what's the majority, that's what you'll make the brocha on. As we said, that's only when we're talking about foods which are not from the Chamishis Mini Dogon. Foods which are from the Chamishis Mini Dogon have a different halacha. The reason for this is because the staple diet of a food, the staple diet is Chamishis Mini Dogon, which gives it a chashivas. However, one should note that when does it have the chashivas? Only when the food, we're using the Chamishis Dogon as a food. If it's being used just as a binding agent, or for the aroma, or for different reasons, not food, for example, if it's used for the colour, then it doesn't have these halachas. So what is the halacha of Chamishis Mini Dogon? The halacha is that always the Chamishis Mini Dogon is the ikka. Even if one prefers the other food, or the other food is the majority, when you have Chamishis Mini Dogon, one of the Chamishis Mini Dogon, it always becomes the ikka, and the rest of the food is always the tofel. So, for example, what does it mean if it's a binding agent? So, for example, if a person would have gefilte fish, which is made from matzah meal, so such, obviously, as we know, will make shahakol, because although you have chamishis mini dogon, it's being used as a binding agent, not as the ikka. However, if you would have a cholent, and you would have some barley in that cholent, then the halacha is that one always uses one would make mezonos on the cholent as long as it's combined together, because the barley, the chamishis mini dogon, becomes the ikka. Yes, if one should remember one thing, that people think that if you have an ikka and tofel, then what's the big deal? Make two brochas. The answer is that no, it's a brocha she'en tzricha. If you have an ikka and a tofel, two foods together, right, which are combined totally, and rather we're talking about when they're, as I said, the mix that you know, with one spoonful you get two foods, both foods on every spoonful, you get the both foods together, so there has to be enough of both foods, that every spoonful you have both foods together, so then you know it's combined together, it's mixed, then you make one brocha. To make two brochas would be a brocha she'ena tzricha.
But if you eat a chon, like if a piece of meat, a piece of barley, a piece of potato, you make three brochas. They're not the same spoon.
That's separate, yes, then you'd make two brochas. You'd make separate brocha, but you shouldn't do such a thing, that's what I'm saying.
Why?
Because it's a brocha, because
the spoon and I come out with a potato.
No, but then it's not, so that's what we're saying, then it's not considered a mixture. The raya, how does...
So say I make a brocha on a potato.
Yeah, but I'm saying, right, okay, but you've made a brocha she'ena tzricha if it's a mix together. If you can take a potato out, so that means that it's big enough pieces, so it's not considered a mixture, so therefore you'd make two, three different brochas, right? If, however, it would be considered a mixture, if the weight it's considered a mixture is if every spoonful, you've got a mixture of it, and then it would be a brocha she'ena tzricha to make different brochas. The big question, which maybe...
What's the cheesecake?
Okay, 1 second, yeah, we'll come on to cheesecake in a minute. Cheesecake is like this. So it depends. If, you're right, if the... That's another example of when you're not using the mezonos as a food, you're just using it as a base. It depends what type of cheesecake you're talking about. If you're using it just as a base, then you would make shahaku. Right? Although most cheesecakes say yes, that you're not just using it as a base, you're using it as part of the food, one would make mezonos. So it depends. So most cheesecakes, Rabbi Yashin, Paskins, and other that we make mezonos. However, if it's just being used as a base, then we'll make shahaku. Because that's what I'm saying the whole time. You could, but it's a brocha she'ena tzricha. If it's considered a mixture. Right? What does it mean by brocha she'ena tzricha? It's not necessary to make two brochas. People think they're being frum by doing so, but in actual fact, it's the opposite. Yes. I don't know. Okay, it could be. I don't know. As of course, when we do Hilchos Brochas, I'm not paskening. I'm just telling you over to be Ma'orer the Tzibur and what the halacha is. The question that is always asked is one of the questions which is brought in halacha, which I'm going to say, but obviously most people would never make other than shahakul. Is, for example, if a person has a schnitzel, or if a person has a fried fish, and it's made from matzah meal. This is a big question in halacha, because if it's a thick batter, if it's a thick layer of crust, so then it is being used as a food, so then theoretically one really would make mezonos. No, but that's what we're saying the whole time. You see, if it's chamishis mini dogon, it doesn't matter. Even though the majority, and even though that's what you're having fried fish, you're not having... But, since, if it's a thick batter, no, I'm not passing, I'm just being ma'uro a tibble. Most people do not make mezonos on a piece of schnitzel or a piece of fried fish. I don't want anyone to think that I said that you do. But it is a... Sorry? Yeah, you don't, but the child is, why not?
If you use flour and fry it initially,
why not?
You have the same with croutons.
Croutons you make mezonos on.
Well, the small callus says you make charcoal.
Sorry?
The small callus in English here said you make charcoal.
Croutons.
Yeah, because they're fried.
Super croutons.
That's something else. No. Okay, that's the icky is the soup. We'll come on to that. We'll come on to that in a minute. But on croutons itself, I'm very surprised if someone would say that you make the version of croutons in a soup. That's something else. That's because. Okay, as I said, it could be not pascaline, but I would think most people make croutons. Be brave. Yeah, okay. No, I would pass on croutons that you make mezonos, but I don't know. Maybe there is a chiluk. But on our koponim, this is a big shaila. If it's made from matzah meal and it's a thick batter, this is a question as to whether one makes as what one should do. Some people actually have it with bread. There are people who are machmir, and because of this reason, they have it with bread, so then there is no problem bichlal. It was mentioned just previously about what happens, as we said. So one of the exceptions to the rule is where we're using the mezonos as a binding agent or a color or aroma. Another exception to the rule is when it's in a liquid. So, for example, if you have a barley soup and the main thing is the soup, not the barley, then one would make two brachas, one on the soup and one on the barley. Or, for example, if one has a soup with croutons, then I think one would make two brachas also, as far as I'm aware. It doesn't matter, because then the halach, the mezonos doesn't get, when it's in a liquid, it doesn't get the chashivas which it has when it's not in a liquid. When do we say that the mezonos has a chashivas? That's when it's in a regular mixture of two foods together. But when it's in a food, when it's in a liquid form, then it doesn't get its chashivas, and then one will make two brachot. Okay, so it depends. Yeah, you're right. It depends on what type of cholent you're talking about. If it's a soup cholent, then yes. But if not, then it's different, because that's not a liquid. Okay, Shabbos morning you don't have a problem, because Shabbos morning you have bread. You go to a kiddush. Okay.
Cereal.
If no. One second. I haven't finished yet. It depends. If we're talking about if the main thing is the barley or the main thing is the cereal, so then it will have the regular halacha of ikkar and tofel that the main thing is the cereal and the main thing is the barley, and therefore one makes mezonos. But if the majority, for example, is milk, let's say a person is having milk. Now the man says he wants a bit of cereal inside, so then one would make two brachos, because the halacha is that although the mezonos doesn't become the ikka, nevertheless it doesn't become a tofel either. Right? And in other words, Right, so yeah, 100%. So if the main thing is the cereal, then like we said, by croutons, if the main thing is the soup, then one will make two brachas, because it doesn't become the tofel. In other words, it's an interesting halacha that although it doesn't have the halacha of the ikka in a liquid, but it doesn't become a tofel. It's enough of a chashivas that it doesn't become a tofel. Therefore, one makes two brachas. If a child, for example, is mainly having croutons and he has a bit of soup, then he would make mezonos. The same is with barley soup. If the main exercise is that one has barley, then one makes mezonos, because then it's the regular halacha of ikkar and tofel. But it doesn't have the special halacha of ikkar and tofel in a liquid. That's what we're saying. Now, another exception to the rule is also if something is not eaten together. So in other words, for example, if a person has a cracker and has some jam on top. So here again, obviously most people have a cracker and a jam because they want the cracker, so therefore one just makes mezonos. But what happens if they want the jam? No, they're using a cracker to have the jam. So here, again, since it's not mixed, we're talking about two foods which are together but not mixed together, so then one would have to make two brachas, for the same reason that, again, or for example, a better example, if a person has cake with frosting on. So again, if a person has cake with frosting on, so he doesn't agree?
No.
Okay. It's fine. If a person has cake with frosting on, so therefore, that's why I didn't pass it anything. If a person has cake and frosting on, so therefore here, again, it's not two foods which are combined, right? So again, a person would make shahaka, if the main thing by him is the frosting, so the person would make two brachas. If the main thing is the cake, then one makes one bracha. Strawberry, jam with fruit in it.
Jam with fruit in it.
That's shahakil. That's shahakil. No. because it's mushed. If it's, that's a different, that's a separate halacha. If it's mushed, it's not recognizable, then it makes shahakel. Then it's different. Yeah, then it's a shaila. Okay. Another point which has to be, which is also mentioned, is what happens if a person has the toffel before the ikkah. So, for example, if a person would be having if you're having herring first, then avada you make shahakel, right? Or for example, if a person is having anything where you have the toffel first, so if you do take the toffel off, then you do make a broch on the toffel. Although we said previously, and this is the shaila which they ask on the Chazanish was mistapik that maybe the one gets the same characteristic as the ikka. In other words, like we mentioned before, previously, if the two foods could be mitzarif to make it kazayis, right? So over here, there's a shaila on the Chazanish that if we would say such a thing, then even if you'd have the toffel first, a big chiddush, it was Yotze Lefi, the Sofid of the Chazanish, that maybe one would make, maybe one would make mezonos, or not mezonos, or whatever the broch on the ikka is, on the toffel.
If you make shahakul on the herring first, are you allowed to make mezonos? It's too late.
Right. It won't cover it because you're supposed to make mezonos. The only way it covers it, if you have two foods together, right? It's like anything when you have shahakul first. So why do you say it covers it? Even though you're going to eat. No, I'm saying if you're going to eat something, you're going to eat something after you've had the shahakul. For example, right? Avada one doesn't. First of all, I understand, but that's only when you're mesupuk lemoshel. If a person is mesupuk, no, one second. If a person is mesupuk, what bracha to make? For example, right? So then a person is a sofuk. The halacha is one makes shahakel because shahakel covers. But avada, if a person knows what bracha to make, right, then it's not going to cover it.
Usually what you do mezonos, and then you do shahakel. Why? Because
yes, mezonos is first.
You're saying that is, you don't have to, that you do shahakel and mezonos.
No, I think I said two things. If one would have the toffel first, if one would, then one would make a bracha on the toffel. Right? Is it the right thing to do? No. It's not the right thing to do for three reasons. Number one, it's a bracha she'en etzricha be'etzem. Right, like we said, because really you should make a broch on the ikka and not break on the toffel. That's number one. Number two, there are poskim who hold that, I mean, it won't apply in your case, my herring, but there are poskim who hold that the food, when it's a toffel, it always has a broch of shahaku, even if it's not shahaku. Why? Because a toffel has less of a chashivus, it's a secondary food. Where it's a secondary food, so the halacha is that one makes shahakel. The odd person which holds it. Therefore, if you don't make shahakel, you're coming into problems, right? And thirdly, in your case anyhow, one would have to make mezonos. I mean, even if you make a broch on the toffel, no one's saying that you don't have to make a broch on the ikka afterwards.
So if
you would have herring and you make two brochas.
The ikka means the herring.
It doesn't. Yeah.
So eat that first. I use the crackers. I've got fork to get after.
Right.
So then, do I make a bracha? Do I make a mezonos after?
But first of all, even if the ikka is, if, as we said before, you make two brachas.
I make two brachas. Exactly.
Yeah, because the mezonos never becomes a toffel.
So you make a shahakel first in the herring. Mezonos on the
back. Well, you could, but it's better not to do that.
Even though the ikka means the herring.
Yes. No, it's not true, that's what we're saying, because you shouldn't have kavana to make on the mezonos. Right. But I don't understand you. Every time when you go to a kiddush, for example, you mapped not to make shahakel first?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. Okay, no.
No, if I'm making
mezonos. I hear. But you don't have to be, because your kavanah pastor is not to cover. But it's not. I have to check it out. Could be a right. Two brachas you've made.
You
can make the charcoal first, but it doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to say, because you're not there. It's not a mixture, right? So therefore, the hamishas minidogon doesn't get the heat, doesn't become the heat. So if you desire the pairing, so you'd make two brachas. It's like the frosting on the cake. It's exactly the same. There's no difference. Then you make the zonas. Then you probably make the zonas, but probably because that would be the ikka value. Ikka there, you make it together, could be you'd have to make two brachas. You'd have to make two brachas. You should make two brachas. Because then, okay. I'm sorry. I said that only when it's a food. If it's not a food, I'm not saying that. Yes. Base is our food. The base is just there to put the cake to keep the cake together. Right? Or for example, if you fill the dish, no one's going to make it. It's used as a binding agent. When it's not used as a food bichlal, right? A liquid is different. But when it's not used as a food bichlal, then I value you don't make a brach. Then you don't make a brach with the cloud. Then it's not it's toffle, not mihilchus toffle.
Following on to what he's saying, he's arguing that very often the cracker is simply a fork.
I'm
using the cracker as a holder.
So such a scenario, it could be that again you're not using it as a food, and therefore it would just make charge. You say that dover is not chat mehilchus toffle. Mehilchus is not a food.
Yeah.
That's not a food. You're not using it as a food.
Yes. Just
have to
be eating it with a fork, but you haven't got a fork.
According to you,
the Kutans, yes. Yes, I think so. No, of course not.
If you eat cake in the middle of the meal, end of the meal.
No, okay, that's something else. That's it. I didn't say in a bread meal. I wasn't talking about in a bread meal. I was talking about nothing.
What happened in a bread meal?
Then you wouldn't. It's just the soup is this. You don't make a broth in the flour.
You make your mezzoinis on a cake if you do that.
That's only because it's at the end and it's a dessert, and it's also not shy whether you do or you don't. That's because it's like a dessert type of food. Okay.
If you're going to eat the holder, you're still eating the holder.
Yeah, but the holder is, that's what we're saying, it's not being used as a food.
Yeah, but you're
going to
eat it.
And you're going to eat the matzah meal as well as the filter fish. No, but I'm saying no one's saying that you're not, if the ice cream cone, if it's a holder,
yes.
Okay, it depends. It depends. Most ice cream cones are not just holders. People like to eat the ice cream cone as well. So then you make two brachas. If the ice cream cone is tasteless, for example, then you make one bracha.
Nobody eats ice cream cone by itself. Nobody does.
Not by itself. It doesn't matter. It's not a point of eating it by itself. But like Meister, you like it.
Well, can't hold ice cream cone.
No, but you like the cone. You know, so you wouldn't eat it by, maybe you would eat it by itself. Anyway. But tell me something, when you finish the ice cream, you don't eat the cone. How do you eat the cone?
I finish it.
It's got a taste of the ice cream, or the juice of the ice cream.
All I'm saying is, just to clarify what I'm saying, is that, sorry, to clarify the inyan, is basically what we're saying is the following, that you've got exceptions to chamishas minig, you've got exceptions to the rule. If the chamishas minig dogon is not being used for food, in other words, it's just being used as a binding agent, or a holder, or a support, so then, you will not make a brocha on it. Not that it will become a toffle specifically, but because it's not a food, so therefore you don't make a broch on it. Right? If, however, you're an ice cream cone which does taste, or croutons in a soup, for example, then one makes mezonos on the croutons, or one makes mezonos on the cone.
And a shackle for the soup or for the ice cream.
Two brochas, or frosting on a cake if the main thing is the frosting. Just one more point to point out. Sometimes there is a case, then sometimes there is a case when one doesn't make a bracha on the ikkar at all. And then obviously one would make a bracha on the toffel. That's in a case if a person has a pill, for example.
What?
A person has a tablet. A tablet, sorry. A person has a tablet. Medicine. No, not medicine, because medicine is something else.
Medication.
Solid medication. Okay. No, I don't want to say medicine, because medicine is liquid. That's already coming on to a complicated thing. If a person has a tablet, which is the ikka, and then afterwards a person has a juice, not water. If a person has juice, or if a person has water and he's having it for when he's thirsty as well, then one avada, although he didn't make a bracha on the ikka, so therefore avada one would have to make a bracha on the toffel. Even though the pill is the ikka, the tablet is the ikka, nevertheless one would make a bracha on the toffel in such a case, on the juice, or if it's water, if one is having it because one's thirsty, then one would make a bracha. If one is having it just to take a medication, no, it depends. If you're having the water because you're thirsty as well, then yes. If not, then you don't. Okay. So.